Lou Cooperhouse is executive director and a founder of the Rutgers University Food Innovation Center. He's worked internationally on food business incubation and acceleration. Mr. Cooperhouse was brought to town by the Hawaii Agriculture Foundation thinking his global experience with startups, family-run companies, and innovation in the food sector just might find some traction here. Welcome, Lou.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so glad you've come to town. Could you quickly give us an overview of your field? It's global.
That's correct. So at Rutgers University, we started a program over 15 years ago that really has become a model for really supporting entrepreneurship in communities, not just in New Jersey, but can be replicated around the world. We're quite excited to see some of that transform here in Hawaii. But what it's all about is really giving entrepreneurs the tools that they need. This includes professional development support and mentoring to really make sure that their idea that they have is truly consumer-driven. There's a market for it, and we can validate that as well. But we also can support them with product development and quality assurance and labeling and all the various resources they need. In addition to that, they need a facility to produce the product. Mm-hmm. So these are all the tools. So it really is creating what we call an incubation program, but it's really incubating a company, an entrepreneur, all the way from their initial stages all the way through to their ultimate graduation when they're actually independent on their own.
Well, geez, I mean, you could do this for any kind of product, screws or anything else, but this happens to deal with food, which makes it so much fun.
Absolutely. Especially here in Hawaii, the food industry – there's such a tremendous thirst for local products, not just by the local population, but for the tremendous amount of tourists that are here. And we can actually expand that industry dramatically and also displace the amount of imports that are coming here by really giving, the tools that entrepreneurs need. And there's such a market for that. And also can be exported to the mainland as well.
Okay, so you've come and you've talked to a lot of people with maybe some budding ideas. What have you seen here in Hawaii that's got some potential?
Well, there's so many different ideas, whether it's farmers that want to do value-added agricultural products.
What kind of products might be good for that?
So it could be even a farmer doing tropical fruits that wants to do juices or kimchi or sauces or jams. Or it could be an entrepreneur that might have some idea that wants to maybe source local raw materials. But it's also retailers that want to have more local products in their stores or restaurants that want to take their great selling menu items and maybe also make them available now in a packaged form where consumers could actually take that great taste home with them.
Could you give us some examples of people or places you've worked with, products?
I've had my initial opportunity here in the state was working at the at Maui, at the University of Hawaii Maui College, working with their Maui Food Innovation Center. And they've actually had a series of several dozen companies that they've mentored through a program, again, giving them access to resources and helping them launch their business.
Oh, really? So what kinds of companies are these?
There's companies whose products range from raw bars to cookies, to great sauces, just a wide array of packaged products.
Uh-huh. Now, have you seen any place where actually consumer demand ends up changing what is an agricultural system, you know, that really has our land locked up and everything else? I'm just wondering if consumer demand can reach backwards and do some of that change.
It's true. We're in a really unique time for the food industry. So literally in the last 4 years, there's been an actual huge spike. In fact, the New York Times had a headline a few years back, I think it was back in 2013, that said, what if the next best thing in tech does not arrive on your smartphone or in the cloud? What if it lands on your plate? And there's been a tremendous thirst for venture capital to get into the food industry and support some of these startups. We're seeing a lot of growth in particular in plant-based foods, supporting the needs of consumers. Millennials, but people of all ages who want to reduce their meat consumption. But at the same time, we're also seeing lots of opportunities in value-added meats and poultry products too.
Right.
But the consumers, to your point, are demanding more experiential products. They're seeing food not as a product but an experience.
What do you mean by that? What could that mean?
Well, it's the same. It's the same logic to some of the larger brand coffee houses. You know, people stand in line. They want that experience, the smell, the sound, the flavor that comes through with great coffee. So picture that experience. So now we're the experience of a product, that the Aloha, that you can take home with you. So I think that we're really seeing just a great amount of growth, especially in Hawaiian-branded products.
Mm. How do you see these kinds of actually even healthier foods becoming more available more widely, actually becoming affordable?
I think as they can certainly become more available through these business incubation programs that I'm describing, again, providing the tools. So it's really giving the access to both the talent that is required. It's so complex to be in the food industry. Now there's new food safety regulations. Mm. It's very challenging. So so the entrepreneurs not only need a great idea, but they also need, the right kind of talent to support them, the expertise, the professional mentoring that's required. Then they need a facility where they can produce it. Then they need capital to grow their business. So we're trying to create here in Hawaii is this aggregation of resources, a cluster-based approach to really bring all of us together to support this food industry. So it's a food innovation hui of really bringing us all together, and recognizing there's a continuum that's required from the infant. It's a bit like baby food, the infant food to the toddlers to the graduates.
So you're saying somebody with an idea or a product, somebody who maybe a farmer would come with and enter the system.
Correct.
With that idea, with that raw material.
Exactly.
Say that you were tasked with growing Hawaii's agricultural sector, both for local consumption and for export. What would you do?
So I think we have to recognize that there's so many different types of products that consumers are looking for. And what I'm really trying to help develop here is this incubation model, to really put under one roof this continuum of resources that really helps companies at their very initial early stage days, and frankly may tell them their idea may not be that sound, and let's not waste your money, let's fail fast and think about something differently. So you want them to be successful, so not all ideas are necessarily great ones, but we need to have that type of talent to really provide that guidance and then help them evolve to the various steps of their growth.
Where would that happen here? Through the university or?
So university is quite interested, the state is quite interested, and the private sector is quite interested. So I'm really excited and motivated that there is great interest here, and I'm really here working with
their— It could be a standalone facility maybe.
It could be, yes.
Huh.
So the public and private sector, we're all working together trying to, and I'm here to really help support that effort, to really find just how this can be accomplished.
I see. Do you see any particular benefits for Hawaii being as isolated as it is? I mean, we're familiar with people going over the litany of, challenges, but might there be any benefits for us in this particular sector, food, business innovation?
There's a huge benefit. Not only are we isolated and we need to have more resiliency and more locally grown products for our own sustainability, but we could clearly create higher paying jobs and a much more robust economy with a much stronger food sector, preserving farmland by preserving farming.
So it's a part of a whole land use and lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Integration.
It's a perfect storm. Consumers want it. The investors are happy to invest in it. And the farmers really need to really evolve into value-added products to really sustain their businesses and livelihood.
And this certainly is a moment where it's still possible to save some farmland.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
We've been talking with Lou Cooperhouse. He's the founder and director of the Rutgers University Food Innovation Center, brought here to plant ideas and maybe start a little something by the Hawaii Agriculture Foundation.